Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station once again. I want to thank you today for tuning in with us today. Hope and pray the Lord will bless you and speak to your heart and to your mind. I tell you, He speaks to our minds. It gets in our hearts and He speaks to us. And that's when we need to just have an open ear where we can hear His voice. We need to incline our ear unto Him and open up our heart's door. And let the King of Glory come in. If you're not saved, that's what He wants to do for you. And He wants to get alive in you. You got to open up your heart's door. You got to give your whole life and heart to Jesus and repent of your sins and turn away from sin and turn back to the world and turn your face to God and fall on your face before Him and repent, ask Him to have mercy upon you for being a sinner and for being sinful and all the sins you've committed. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. None righteous, no, not one. We're all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon His Son, and by His stripes we're healed. He's the healing balm in Gilead. He's the one that took our place, our substitute, that lamb that's slain before the foundation of the world. That's the Lord Jesus Christ to become our substitute, our sacrifice for sin. He took our place that we wouldn't have to die without God and wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. So He tasted death, hell, and the grave for us, took our place. He did the work that the Father sent Him to do. He was faithful in all that the Father sent Him to do, and He did it, and He loved us. He cared for us, and he all the disciples, He said, Father, I've kept them all, save one. He said, the son of perdition, he never was saved. He wasn't of God. He was the devil. He was going right along with the rest of them. He was very good at what he did. He's very subtle. And he died in sin and went to hell because he rejected the Son of God. He rejected Him and he denied Him. And deceived people and all types of things. He was the thief. He held the bag. And he's the one that sold out the Lord Jesus, the Bible said, for 30 pieces of silver. And I tell you, it's sad today. But people do that today. People turn their back on God. People use God. They use things. And there's people today that's using the house of God like that. They're so-called preachers, and they're using it all for game and gimmicks and just all that they can get out of people and pad their back pockets and all these types of things. They're doing it for some type of fame or someone to admire them. But I tell you, the Bible said that's dangerous and it's awful. And there's people going to die without Christ, and they'll die in sin and go to hell. There is a special hot seat in hell for those type of people that use God like that, that turn people away. They teach heresies. They preach all kind of false doctrines and that, those type of things. And I tell you, they're leading people astray. They're leading them down the wrong road. They lead them to the way of destruction. And the Bible said the Lord's going to hold them accountable for that. And He's going to deal with them. They're going to have blood on their hands. They're not going to be saved. The Bible said they're ever learning, but not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They're reprobate, the Bible said. And that's what they do. They learn. They learn from real men of God that God's given them messages to preach and so forth. And you have these type of people that will listen to that and take it for their own. And they'll twist things and they'll twist the scriptures to their own destruction. And that's exactly what they do to try to uphold their type of religion and their type of doctrine. And I tell you, it's false. And if it's not of Christ, it's false. And you got so many false doctrines. Some mention Christ, but what they preach is not biblical. It's not sound. It's not sound doctrine. It's not line upon line and precept upon precept. It's of the flesh. And God help us today. We're living in the last days. I believe that. I believe the Lord's coming soon. I believe the Bible said that's what's going to be like when He comes. I mean, there's not going to be no preacher shortages. I mean, there's going to be all kind of religious people and all types of so-called preachers and teachers and so forth. Even when He gets His church out, they're still going to be here because a lot of them not going to heaven. That a lot of them going to be left behind. And God have mercy. The time that we're living in, the type of storm that we're in. And I tell you, it's sad because the fact that people need to hear the truth, and they don't only need to hear the truth, but they need to hear it Like Paul said, he preached it in a demonstration in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what we need. We need the messages to come from God. We need the Spirit of the living God to give the message. And when it does, it finds its home. It finds its home. It will convict. It will draw. It will deal with the soul. I tell you, it will land upon the heart that needs it. And I tell you, that's what the Word of God's for. And the Holy Spirit does the work. Today, I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just a messenger. And I just try to yield my vessel unto Him and let Him speak through me. I tell you, people say, well, you think you're the only one right, or you think your church is the only one. I do not think that way. I just preach what God gives me. And some people today, they'll take it the wrong way. But I tell you, I'm going to preach the Word just like the way He gives it to me. He told me not to alter it, not to turn aside, and don't try to appease people and try to please people, but just preach the Word, to preach the truth. And that's what's going to help people. That's what's going to bring them out of their condition and let them see their self as one that stands on the concrete. He stays out of the ditch that he might be able to have some kind of stability in the foundation to pull them out of the ditch themselves. And the Bible said if you both get in the ditch, and then there you are together. So we need people that the preachers that's going to stand for the truth, and whether people are going to hear it or not, whether they want to want it, receive it or not. Don't worry about if they love you or not. I tell you, there's going to be those that love you. There's going to be those that love the Lord, that loves His Word, and they're going to support you. They're going to love you. They're going to care for you. That's what I call a real friend, those type of people. Not the ones that are your friend if things are going well, or if you give them what they want, or anything like that, or if you just boast on them all the time. But you want a friend. The Bible said a friend loveth at all times, and no matter what's going on, a friend will be there for you and there to help you. And not only that, but to tell you the truth. And I'm your friend today. I'm your friend. I'm the one that's going to tell you the truth, that cares for you, that's concerned about you. And I'm going to preach the truth because I know what it did for me, and I know what it will do for you. And you just got to receive it. You got to open up your heart's door, and you got to just open up and just be willing to forsake your way of living. I tell you, you don't have anything anyway. That's why you deceive. That's why you beat down, and that's why you have no joy, no peace, because you don't know God today. You don't have that. But to tell you today, all these musicians today, and you got all the Hollywood and all these types of people that make big money. They have everything they want. They can buy anything they want. And I tell you, there they are. And they're not happy. You can look at them and you can tell. I know some's enjoying pleasure for sin for a season, but it's only for a season. And I tell you, it's not going to last. And I tell you, they're miserable. People are, it's pitiful, but it's not in that. It's not in what you may obtain in the world. It's not the material things that you can obtain and buy and have and having all this, a big name for yourself. Those things don't make you happy. Those things will grieve you. Those things will beat you down. I mean, it overwhelms you. But I'll tell you what makes you happy is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you're unhappy, because you're not complete. You're not complete. You need to be complete. See, when you was born in sin and shapen in iniquity in your mother's womb. The Bible said you come forth as a sinner. I tell you, we're born that way. We got a nature of sinners in us. That's how we're born. And when we come to the age of accountability, we sin, and God holds us accountable for our sins, and God's going to deal with us. But He sent His Son to die for us, to take our place, and to take your place, and to forgive you, and make you complete, and you will be complete. He'll save you, and He'll make you brand new. He'll forgive you of all your sins you've ever done, and He'll do a spiritual operation upon you, and cut out a heart of stone of unbelief, that evil heart of unbelief. He'll cut it out. He'll put a new heart in you, a heart of flesh, and then He'll put His Holy Spirit in you, and then He will seal you with that Holy Spirit until the day of redemption, until you get out of the body, until you get out of this old body of flesh and blood, which can't inherit the kingdom of God. We're going to get out of this body with it or saved. We're not going to inherit heaven with it, because it's depraved. It's no good. It's ungodly. The nature of sin is still in my body. It's not in my soul no more, but it's in my body. And I can go forth and I can partake of sin, but I won't be happy. I'll be grieved, and God will deal with me. He'll whip me. But the Bible said, I'll grieve the Holy Spirit that's within my soul. And the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, to grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed to the day of redemption. And we that are saved and sealed with the Holy Spirit of God, one day to get out. One day our change is going to come. Paul talked about it. He said, well, we've already witnessed the redemption of our soul. Our soul's been made brand new. It's been perfected in Christ Jesus. The book of Hebrews lets us know that. We've been sanctified in Him. But yet we still housed in this old rotten body of ours, our old fleshly body that has sin in it. There's sin in our members. And that's why Paul talked about, oh, wretched man that I am. Not that he used to be, but the man that he was. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus, my Lord. He said, with my mind I serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of sin. He said, there's a warfare going on in my members. And so therefore he was explaining to the church and to us today when he was talking to the book and wrote to the Romans there about the flesh and how rotten it is and how vile it is. And the Bible talked about, he said, whenever I want to do good, it's evil always present with me. He said, the evil I don't want to do, I do. And the good that I want to do, I don't do. He was talking about the spirit against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. It's a hindrance because of the flesh. And the Satan has the upper hand. He's the god of the flesh. But yet God is our Lord and He's greater than all. And therefore the Bible said and to us to crucify and mortify and put the death, the deeds of our body every day. He gives us the power to do it. He gives us all we need to fight a good fight and run a good race. He gives us the faith, the shield of faith. He gives us the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He gives us the helmet of salvation upon our head. Our feet ought to be shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. I mean, we ought to have these things, the breastplate of righteousness. I mean, all these things, we are protected and we have the power, and the power is in Him. If we'll trust in Him, believe in the Lord, and confess our sins every day, look at ourselves, put this old outward man, this old fleshly man down every day, die to it every day, die to this old temptation that's in it, and say no to it, then we'll be able to grow in grace and the knowledge of the truth, and He'll set our feet on holier and higher ground. And He'll send us out for a work to do to win the lost. And that's what we got to do. We got to build up our most holy faith. We got to exercise ourselves in the Lord. And when we do that, we'll be strong. And He'll strengthen us to send us out. I never feel strong on myself and never want to be. I just want to know where my strength is. My strength is in the Lord. My power is in Him. And I tell you, I'm not worthy of any of His grace or power or love or anything of that sort, but I'm sure thankful that He gives it to me, and I love Him for that. I tell you, He's just merciful to me, long-suffering to me. If I'm honest with Him, if I'm up front with the Lord, and I confess my sins daily, and I'm just looking under the hills from what's coming my help coming from the Lord, then He helps me, He delivers me, and He helps me, and He speaks to me through His Word. He makes Himself known to me. He'll do the same for everyone that's been born again and saved. If you'll put out the effort, if you'll just put out the effort, denying oneself, that's where it starts, denying oneself, putting down self, putting down the thoughts of the mind that's contrary to the will of God, bringing every thought into subjection, bringing it into captivity, that you wouldn't obey those type of things. You think it long enough, you'll do it. You start thinking about those type of things, you'll do it. Get it out of your mind. Cast it down. Don't entertain it. Turn from it. Turn away from it. And ask God to help you and to strengthen you, forgive you, and He'll deliver you from everything. He'll save you today if you're not saved. And that's the message today. Always the message of salvation. And that's what needs to be preached. And I've come forth to preach it. So I'm thankful today the Lord gave us liberty to preach. And I hope and pray that you'll take it with you and just eat it, digest it, and let it do what it needs to do for you in your life. And I promise you'll be so glad that you did. I tell you, you'll be so glad when you get saved. You'll be glad when you get your heart right with God. If you're not right with God and you're running from the Lord, you need to come to Him. Don't run from Him. Come back to Him. And He'll have mercy on you. He'll forgive you and set you right back down at His table. You'll be able to eat at His table once again and have the fellowship and joy that you once had. And I tell you, it's nothing like it. But I see my time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And pray for this broadcast. And amen.